I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Well, Brendan, we're back again. We've been on a kick with guests.
Yeah, we haven't had guests in like years, but now we're just doing them all the time.
And it made extra sense this week to bring back, I would say, family to the show. One, Jamie Vesey, star of The Real Housewives of New York City 2.0.
Exactly. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm very famous now. You may know me from the last 20 minutes where I show up twice in the background
for split seconds.
No
real ones will know the second time though, where I'm being whatever, too soon. Save it for later in the show.
Yeah, we'll get there.
I'm back and I'm famous.
And I, you know, it was very serendipitous. Obviously, you know, Jamie is a huge fan of pre-show, hates main show.
Please go listen to the pre-show.
So we're going hog wild in pre-show. Jamie wanting
oink, oink.
Red, white, and royal blue to be NC-17, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth.
Yeah, speaking of hog, she wants to see some.
It said R-rated. I wanted R-rated.
But, you know, not only that, she's on New York City this week as a star. And then also, like, out of all the Bravo shows, you probably dip into Vanderpump Rules the most, mm-hmm. Which we'll be getting into in a moment. But first, last week, we talked about the cast photo for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City mm-hmm. leaking. And we were like, they're going to put the trailer out, huh?
Yeah.
And they put the trailer out like before last week's episode even went live, which was annoying.
So stupid.
But new trailer, season 4, debuting September 5th, which is like...
around the corner.
Less than a month. What were they waiting for?
I don't know.
I don't know. Jamie... Salt Lake City, were you one of the people who like dipped a toe when Housewives started this new city during COVID?
Absolutely not. No, I didn't. But I do know that it's one of the standout shows in the cinematic universe. So in preparation for this show, I did watch the trailer and here are my key learnings. Oh. One,
wow.
There's somebody on there that looks like Noah Cyrus. Two,
oh,
there's
is that
somebody.
Angie K?
I'll let you decide because here are the three players that I found: Noah Cyrus, Gia Gunn,
oh.
and Lindsay Hubbard. Who do you think they are?
Okay, I think Noah Cyrus is Angie K. I think Gia Gunn might be Monica, the new girl. And then I think, or maybe is Angie K Gia
yeah,
Gunn?
Yeah, I could be either or.
Maybe those were switched. And then Lindsay Hubbard would be Whitney Rose.
So I definitely want to tune in knowing that the dolls are there.
Okay, so I'm gonna tease you with something else. Now, this is definitely Jamie-centric. When Whitney Wild Rose, who may be the Lindsay Hubbard for you, mm-hmm. when she's in a huge, big wig in a pink room, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to announce that she is reporting live from the Trixie Motel.
No.
So there is a cast trip to Trixie Motel.
I'm watching that.
And she had famously been on one of Trixie's videos on YouTube.
She's friend of Trixie.
Oh, okay. Then I'm definitely going to watch. So very lead. I was like, eh.
The question is, Trixie has to show up, right?
It's like crazy if Trixie does not show up, right? I know.
But Trix is very good friends with Lisa Vanderpump. Did they have any issues?
No issues.
No, no issues.
Different shows.
Different shows. But different, you know, strokes. How the universes seem to collide with the ladies.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, the thing is with Salt Lake, there's not much collision because, like, they're the new girls in town.
Okay. The new girls in town.
The old girls don't like acknowledging the new girls that much.
And if anything, we had a crossover with Vanderpump Rules with some of those girls coming to Salt Lake to hang out with Whitney. So if anything, Lisa might like her more.
So Lala and
Katie
were on Salt Lake City.
Right. Okay. I remember this then.
Yeah.
Is Meredith Marks also on Salt Lake City? Okay. Because we saw her at the
baseball game.
The husband.
Yes. Yes. And of course she has her son, Brooks Marks, who is number one in fashion.
Yeah. Mm. Brooks is in, yes, the cinematic universe that I pay attention to on TikTok.
Yeah.
I think we've got something.
I like not knowing what we've got, you know what I mean. I think the one thing I do know kind of explains a lot in terms of Mary Cosby. Because, like, the trailer is Mary Cosby heavy, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
However, those in the know that essentially whatever trip that is where they're in a little Sprinter van together and they do the little, like, are you ever on mute? No, I'm always on play. She like sits in the Sprinter van, doesn't go in to some bar.
I think that might be Palm Springs.
And then is never heard from again on the show. Wow. So like second half of the season, Mary Cosby, RIP.
Which is interesting because they're doing so much promotion of her. And I was in the camp of, I don't need to see her again. Mm. Though there were scenes in this trailer that did make me laugh.
Yeah.
And they're doing like, Bravo TV is doing a bunch of promotion focused on her. Like, they released a reel and a TikTok today that's like, what are Mary's most iconic moments? And it's like the other women have to say during their promo shoot.
That's absurd.
And Mary is not Gia Gunn, Noah Cyrus, and...
No, none of the above.
Mary's the girl at the end who told Heather she looks inbred.
Oh, wait, iconic.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like everyone's activated. I love that the... specter of Jen Shah has lifted, although those who have watched the premiere say that like Jen Shah is addressed and is part of the premiere,
which like I like the continuation,
of course. Yeah, like we live in like a world that carries on.
I think that's what Bravo tries to do, but they never get to do it. Talk about something from the last season and sunset that person, even though she's in prison, so you can't actually have her on. But like they did this with Peggy Tenuous back in the day. She was on the first episode of OC the season after she left. Officially.
Oh, are you predicting like we see Jen Shah on screen somehow?
No, but okay. Like the ghost of hers here.
Oh, the ghost of hers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Lisa Barlow, Center Snowflake. I am interested in the
Jack's mission,
Heather Gay stuff. Cause I think Heather Gay shines when we are talking about
Mormonism. Yeah. I'm excited to see if Heather recovers from a truly terrible Ultimate Girls Trip season 3.
Terrible Ultimate Girls Trip season 3. And then also terrible back half of last season.
Yeah.
I mean, there seems to be no mention of a black eye in this trailer, which I'm happy about.
Yeah.
Like, are we putting the black eye to bed?
Yeah, and I heard Whitney Rose say that her and Heather are in a good place, or at least an okay place, which is good, because them arguing to me is like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I think like everyone needs to be able to get into a good place with everyone on the show, since it's such a small cast.
Yeah.
I mean, we only have a core four. We have Angie K getting a snowflake. Only the... fourth or fifth housewife to upgrade from friend to main cast.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you. What does it take to become, or what do you have to do to move from friend of to main cast?
Well, this felt like desperation. Like, we need we need bodies in the room.
Okay, so it wasn't even, she was a star, and so we wanted to upgrade.
I think, like, by the end of last season, of the two Angies and the other girly pop that they were trying out as friends of, I guess she was, like, the most feasible. Mm-hmm. Though, I mean, we were rooting. We're an Angie H household.
Yeah, there were two Angies.
Yeah.
So two there's Angies?
K and an H. Come through queen, and I think the community... We're behind H.
Oh, no.
And we got K, sadly.
Oh, no. Where's H now? Is she going to be still friend
H
of?
Is not even going
to... She's not going to be on.
Jesus Christ.
A second of footage, I want to say.
Yeah, she released a big People magazine. Somehow she got People magazine to interview her, like, to do her exit moment.
Yeah.
Good I'm still her. Following her on
That's
Instagram,
the Bible.
Though.
Yeah, good for her.
That's the Bible, yeah.
That's the Bible.
Yeah. September 5th, just around the corner...
I may tune in.
Tuesday night. No, you won't. You're lying.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm watching Red, White, and Royal Blue again.
No, we'll tell you the episode that they're filming at the Trixie Motel.
Oh, good. Yeah. 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 I'll pop in for that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you won't be there.
I, now that you're a star. I have said, well, as a celebrity, no, but as a regular citizen, I do want to go to the Trixie Motel.
As a regular
citizen? Yeah. I think it's like way too expensive.
Is it? It looks so fun.
Two nights.
It's like... It's like $600 a night.
Oh,
for, you could do two nights.
For but for those like small rooms.
You do two nights there and then like three somewhere else.
Okay.
Right?
There you go. Me, celebrity.
Oh. You'll get a comp, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So as we mentioned before, of all the shows for you to like speak on, Vanderpump Rules might be the best one. So thankfully, Bethany Frankel had... And I'm going to, I guess I got to do like a preface. We're calling her Rachel now, and we're not doing it in a way that's like, we gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, that's her name now.
She's asking us to call her Rachel.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. So for months and months and months, the toxic Bravo fans were saying, we gotcha.
We gotcha.
And so I guess she's like, I've been got.
Yeah, you got me. Now what?
Okay. Where do we even begin here?
Okay, well, we begin with Bethany starting the podcast, just like not introducing us to who is
that was
with her.
Wild. That was wild.
She's like, how are you feeling? It's like, I understand that like we read the title of ep, but right. Like it audibly felt weird. Like we introduced Jamie Missy to the show. Right. Like introduced
it was awkward. Yeah.
Rachel.
It was so strange. How long has Bethany been doing this podcast? For a while?
She's got like...
She's got like 1,000 podcasts.
Yeah, I couldn't even track.
And now
like...
she's just putting them all in the same feed. She's okay. Not even pretending to like separate the brands anymore. Mm. Because, but she'll like tell you she's got, well, I've got this podcast that does this and this podcast. And then I've got...
Yeah.
But this was the one that Jill was on, right?
Jill was on everyone.
Jill was on everyone.
Like, okay, so confusing. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It made no sense. Okay, so that's a good place to start. Okay, number two, that I think people are like really upset about online, but I take less issue with... Is like, they're like, this is Howie Mandel part two. It's like, no, it's not, because Bethany's part of the Bravo universe. Like,
right. She knows parts of like what goes on. And
she doesn't
all that.
Need to watch every single episode of Vanderpump Rules to like speak intelligently about what is going on. Granted,
it's interesting you say speak intelligently.
Mm.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I didn't. I know some people were fine with it. I just didn't love the entire situation. But I'll listen to part three tomorrow.
Oh, so you. Think she you you're part of the crowd that says like you're not equipped to have this conversation?
No, not at all. I think she's equipped to have that conversation. Okay. I just don't think she said anything like mind blowing.
Oh, Bethany didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think.
At least in the first episode, no new information came out. It wasn't even like she was positioning it as like here's the background. We knew everything that she said. In my opinion, the second one, I felt like we got little tidbits of new information.
Rachel, from Rachel.
Yeah, but even then it wasn't because, no offense, Bethany wasn't an amazing interview. It was just because Rachel was saying things.
Yeah.
I think. It was
like the James off the cuff, stuff.
Yeah. Right. The James, she was not prodded
about
for
Kristen
that.
And yeah. Like all that kind of
well,
stuff.
Well, by episode one, Sheena's cat was pun full of mercury. Did you know that?
That was the highlight of episode one.
I don't understand. Wait, what is the treatment? What treatment are you being pumped full of mercury?
I need to actually Google
it was
that.
Crazy.
Don't we avoid mercury? Like you're not supposed to eat like too much tuna fish because you're gonna get like
right.
High levels of mercury.
But cats are not humans. Like no, but we aren't allergic to chocolate like dogs.
Okay, but I'm going to venture to say like mercury to like any living organism is going to be like, it's let's not, not go yeah, high. Let's not, go low. Yeah. Let's, it's but, like when they go high, we go low.
That like, being the key takeaway is so crazy. But here's my question then. Why is she having this conversation now? Is this to fuel her? We're building
reality reckoning.
Yeah, the reality reckoning. Oh, yeah.
Well, why is Bethany having the conversation now? Or why is Rachel having
Rachel,
the conversation?
Why now? It's not even close to the premiere
I think
of whatever.
Her mom saw a TikTok from Bethany and was like, you need to get with her.
Oh my God. Okay, well, that was another moment when Bethany's like, please tell me why you like me so much.
That was crazy, too. There were so many. Bethany was pretty unhinged, though, because not to jump forward, but when she starts crying, too, I'm like.
Well, she's like. Both like starting crying, but she's crying because she's like, these people said awful things to you, but I'm going to read every vitriolic thing they said about you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I took as much offense to that as like other people did of like her repeat. It's like, she's repeating it, but like, it's going to be repeated like until the end of time, like long after Rachel is no longer with us.
The thing is like, also there's the other part of that where there is the obvious, like, you can pull clips of Bethany saying horrible shit to her castmates. Granted, the situation's different, but it's like.
But, I mean, at the same time, like, I think you and I, Brendan, were kind of on Bethany's side in terms of, like, when we watched this, we were like, this is, like, a little too much during the reunion. Like, the way. The whole cast, annihilated her.
That was, I was like, Lala and James, please, like, sit down.
Right.
Mm. No. I didn't have as big of a problem with Ariana.
I think I had more.
But, like, definitely, like, Lala and James, I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. I found it, I did find Bethany's like business spin on it interesting. Mm-hmm. Obviously she's trying to connect it to like the reality reckoning thing, but like her talking about like, well, Tom is a partner in the thing and like business drives
that
him.
Was interesting. Yeah.
And then Lisa's happy about this and Ariana's happy about this. And like
Andy, bring Andy in the conversation.
She wants to destroy.
She wants to kill him.
It's like the Vanderpump Rules kids want to annihilate Rachel. Bethany wants to annihilate Andy.
I have a question. Hmm. Do you think part of this for Bethany goes back to that recent episode of Watch What Happens Live with Bethany on with Jeff Lewis, where Bethany said afterwards she felt ganged up on and like attacked by both of them in like a way that was like calculated?
Bethany, like how... The thing is, like, the whole concept of re-wives is, like, you're kind of rehashing Housewives, but then saying, like, how it's so bad.
Yeah.
But, like...
You're still capitalizing on it.
Yeah. Like, they're capitalizing on it. You're capitalizing it. We're all capitalizing on it.
Did Andy do something to her prior to that that would build up all this resentment?
I mean, for most of the time... Andy, like, and people have been pointing back to, like, Carol's last season. Andy's, like, always been, like, in Bethany's corner in a lot of ways.
Well, I mean, that's what's very interesting is, like, for a very long time, Andy had his girls. And it was, like, Bethany, NeNe, Lisa Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. And, like, they kind of got, like, special treatment. And now, like, NeNe's gone. Bethany's gone.
Like Lisa's still there.
Lisa's still there.
She's still fighting the fight.
Still fighting the fight and cashing the checks. But yeah.
So he didn't do something that was so detrimental that it has ruined her entire career. So it doesn't really.
I think it's. She started talking smack about Housewives in order to do this Rewives show. And he kind of was like, oh, isn't that like rich that you say you like talk all this shit about Housewives, but now. You're capitalizing off of it by like starting this podcast.
Right.
And so like he made some comments along those lines, but it was nothing like worse than what she was saying about like what his career is.
Right.
Yeah.
The other question that I kind of thought about as this was going on is Rachel probably had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people. So was this the best move for her?
I think so. Like, to be honest,
it's like, in the scheme of things, who would she have sat for an interview with that would have been beneficial to her? Not that I'm saying that this is beneficial to her. I actually think this is like stoked up a lot more hate against her by like the fandom.
So yes, but I don't think it's because of Bethany. I think it's just like, I read the shit of people commenting on Bethany's thing and just like talking about this in general. It's like, everyone needs to relax. Like,
no, yeah, yeah. But it just reminded people again that they hate Rachel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She really did not commit a crime. Like,
yeah. And it's like, I mean, like The View had people from Vanderpump on, but that would not be a friendly place for her. Could you see like Gail King doing an interview with her? I don't think this is a big enough story for like that kind of sit down interview. Like Gail has done with like the R. Kelly one comes to mind, but she's done it with like other people.
The only one I thought about, because I thought it would be a big like fuck you, would be to follow up Call Her Daddy again.
Yeah.
As like the counterpoint. I don't know if it reaches the exact same audience, but no, I don't think it was detrimental. I think people just hate Rachel. And the other thing I thought was interesting is the positioning they did in speaking to the producers, manipulating every angle in terms of like the people who were cheating, the people who were not cheating. And that was what was building her decision making. I don't know if that's true.
Also, like, it's just been, since this all happened in March, it's been like an onslaught of each one of the cast members from Vanderpump Rules now use their podcast every fucking week to just like go after her.
Right.
And it's like Dan said, she didn't kill anyone.
No, totally.
I mean, I found her talking about like her treatment interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
like, it couldn't hurt any more than it's already hurt, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think she's not going to come off looking like a friggin' angel. Like, obviously, and she did something wrong, but like,
it's kind of similar. Like, it kind of has strains of Monica Lewinsky situation and how that happened. And Monica Lewinsky, and she talked about it in like her TED talk, and she talked about it for years now. Like, she did become this punching bag for years and years and years and years. It hasn't been years for Rachel, but it's like, at what point is enough enough? And like, people make mistakes. She's sorry for it, and we don't need to forgive her tomorrow. And like, Ariana doesn't need to forgive her ever. But it's like, at what point are we gonna let up a little bit?
Yeah,
there were two other very interesting things that I thought of. That I noticed too, was when she spoke about wanting to do a good job as a reality star. Yeah, and I was like, maybe you're actually in on all of it. And then the second thing was her saying that Tom Sandoval got a producer credit, or was offered a producer credit, which I thought was crazy.
I thought the conversation around Tom was interesting in terms of Bethany asking like, oh, do you think like he has not had it as hard as you? And he has not had it as hard as her at all.
No.
I mean, we're now seeing like video of like Lala hugging him on the beach and like walking into Sir. I mean, granted, they're coworkers, so it's like they have to, but it's like they've moved on in some way with Sandoval in a way that they never will with Rachel.
I mean, to me, like, he is the bigger culprit. Like, you were the one in the relationship. Obviously, like, there's now the conversation about the different shades of what level of friendship they were at. And like,
he's recording her naked without her consent.
Yeah.
That part was crazy too.
There's a lot there.
Are we team Rachel now?
Are we kidding? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if we said this at the top of the conversation, but we have only listened to parts one and two. Part three may be out by the time this comes out live. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was must see podcast.
And it's really dividing the girls online.
Oh my God, the girls are divided.
Right. And there also were 400 commercials during the entire podcast.
Capitalism, so. Baby.
Yeah.
I'm sure the people listening to this podcast listen to a little block of commercials at the jump.
Listen to them.
Listen
to the full commercial.
Every minute, like, buy something off of it. I don't know. Like, but no, but you know, like, you know how sometimes like you talk about something and then You get an ad for it? Like, yes. I wonder if, like, you buy something from our commercial and they're like, oh, we know.
I know.
We need a code CTQ.
We do.
We need a code CTQ.
We need it. We need to be back on Best Fiends or whatever.
Not the Best Fiends. Okay. Wow. Is that it for the news?
I think so.
That's it for the news. Okay. Let's get to the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
How are we going to fix it?
Well, maybe we need to go on a mental health retreat.
Okay. Isn't this like the second one we're doing?
Well, I think we went to Portugal to fix our mental health and like...
It didn't work.
Couldn't work there. So maybe you have to like take care of it at home.
Yeah.
You know, home first. I did like Drew being upset that like we can't drink at the mental health retreat. The pregnancy art from Sonia's first pregnancy on the wall was very Sheena Shea.
Yes.
I want to say.
Yeah. You got to really think it through when you put photos of yourself on your wall.
For some reason, you know what like offends me more when it's like on a canvas?
Yes.
Then like a framed photo?
You went to a weird canvas service.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we do have a friend who did get all his favorite albums printed onto canvases, and they were all hanging up in his dorm room.
Well, now he's like shy about it, puts it into like his little office.
Yeah.
And they weren't photos of him. I mean, no, it was just Elizabethtown or whatever.
In some ways, they were him.
It's true. Wait, he did records and movies. Don't forget.
Records and movies. So we've got a date night with Drew and Ralph. Oof. I wonder if this is like the very last date.
The penultimate.
Or the it might be the ultimate date. The ultimate date between Drew and Ralph. And I'm bringing this up because when he says, I want to be like Barack and Obama. And she's like, wait.
You want to be a single person.
That's one. Well, like I want us to be like Barack and Obama.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, can I be Michelle?
Where's Michelle?
And then when he's like, okay, no. Never mind. Let's be like Ike and Tina.
No.
And she's like, what? No, but no, that's not in the sense that. Yeah, so that's really beautiful. I mean, we're really steamrolling towards divorce.
Yeah.
The Martell not paying for Sheree's birthday dinner.
Oh. Did you notice Sheree in her purple confessional look? She definitely filmed in that look twice.
Oh, because like something was askew,
yes.
You're saying? Yeah. Okay. I love like picking up on that, but I do not pick up on that.
You could just tell because that look was going around to the girls when it first came out. I was like, oh, she looks back to normal.
A little different. Okay. Sheree revealing at the pet store her email address, obviously like beeped out, but then getting the @AOL.com.
Yeah. Also, with some of these girls, you don't like really land on the fact that they've got like big dogs.
Oh, I land.
Yeah.
I land and I run. But an @AOL.com.
Keep it classic.
What were your AOL screen names?
Oh, I just went over this last night. One of my early ones was the Tenacious B. The Tenacious B. After like the Tenacious D.
Oh,
wait, that's clever.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it.
My first one. I was in like sixth grade, I guess, was Danny C, and then just like a bunch of numbers.
That's
numbers that meant
that's
nothing.
That's not that embarrassing. No, that's actually normal.
All right.
No.
Jamie, mine you've is told me yours
mine
before.
Mine is embarrassing. It's, I want to preface that I am not a Winnie the Pooh fan or a Disney girl at all. I don't know how I got here, but it was Pooh2452 @AOL.com. Could not tell you why. Never seen it. Never watched it. Not at Disney. The only thing I interact with Disney is I watch on TikTok all the adults go eat the foods there. That's the only interaction.
Wait, no. You watch.
You're pretending you're not.
No. You watch High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Let me.
You watch Encanto.
I'm not a Disney. I'm not a proper Disney adult. Yes.
No, you're proper.
Disney adult goes to the said parks.
Like, no, if you had the opportunity, you would.
I mean,
do they have an Encanto ride,
Jamie?
Do they? I don't know, Jamie. But I'm not a Winnie the Pooh fan in that.
No,
I
actually, you walk around your house with only a shirt on.
No, sometimes I do that. And Alex is like, you're Winnie the Poohing. No.
No, you're Jamie, right. I guess I deserve to be a Disney.
You're trying to differentiate like
Disney park adult from Disney.
There's no adult. Lines. There's
okay.
No lines.
They're blurred. Okay. There's yes. Different. Did I watch Encanto? Many times, yes, I did.
No, I think it's fair to not identify as a Disney park adult, but you are a Disney girl.
Yeah, I guess. No, I'm a thorough Disney girl. Happy anniversary to High School Musical 2. It just came out 16 years ago.
You let me borrow your Disney Plus password, and the password, I don't want to reveal the entire thing, but it does start with, I love you, Disney.
Exactly.
So truly, like, you have love in your heart.
I do have love in my heart. You're totally right. Maybe I'm just like denying what is true,
except
and I should
yourself.
Be at Epcot right now. No. Anyway, it's poo2452@ I will actually email it. See where it goes.
You I wonder set if we still
have
forwarder?
It. I probably still have it, but then I eventually graduated to Jamie233. Anyway, email me at both.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jamie. Were you, since we're on the topic of AOL, were you an away message girl?
Yes,
so
I was.
What message were you like trying to give across?
Lyrics.
During that time, I was trying to like not be like every girl at the moment.
You're like not a regular girl.
I was not a regular girl. I was a cool girl, and I was delving.
She's
really
a poo
into,
girl.
I was a poo girl. I was delving into like Green Day lyrics.
Oh, I hope you had the time
so
of your
life. I was
giving
the duality. Yeah, I was giving that duality, but now I'm like an every girl. So I'm
you
watching
like, wake
Gilmore.
Me up when
yeah.
September
I would
ends.
Do, I would it today if I were going to do an away message. I'd probably do like something related to Gilmore Girls and like, or the Twilight Saga.
If you're out on the road.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, quick aside about Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. So you love Gilmore Girls. You watch it every day.
Mm-hmm. In between going to the Disney parks.
That is Disney adulting.
And didn't they like recently release new content? Like surprisingly?
There was an announcement out that revealed the finale of the Netflix series. Is that what you're talking about? They revealed...
Wasn't there a Netflix show that was like four episodes?
Mm-hmm. Every season.
Seasons
yeah.
of Love.
Yeah, yeah. It was Seasons of Love. Yeah, but the founder,
what
creator, whatever...
That?
Like 2015, 16 or
Shut
something?
Up,
it's been a while.
Long
yeah.
ago?
Maybe 2017.
Maybe 17. But the creator came forward and told us the big secret at the end of who... the baby daddy is. No spoilers. Maybe go watch it.
Oh, so there's like a cliffhanger and then...
Yeah, then we're done.
Not resolved.
Nothing resolved.
And now...
Of no. Rory's baby.
Of Rory's baby.
Who is it?
It's...
Mila Vigimini?
Logan. Her
Oh, the blonde.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would like him.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, go watch Gilmore Girls. Put down The Real Housewives. Go watch
no,
Gilmore Girls. Just kidding.
Put it down.
Put it down.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Let's get to Candy's movie table read, which is just like a room of friends, which actually reminded me of Brendan in COVID era, just doing table reads with friends.
Yeah, on Zoom.
Right?
Yeah, we used to do Zoom table reads of different sitcoms.
What characters did you play?
Ooh.
Or like, what was your best role?
Yeah.
The role of a lifetime.
Wasn't it like episodes of Friends or episodes of...
We did
of...
Friends. We did like The Office. Mm-hmm. We did
yeah, the Office.
Cheers. We did like How to Get Away with Mother. What's it called? How I Met Your Mother.
How to Get Away with Mother. That's so mother of you.
It actually was really fun. I recommend if another pandemic happens.
Stop.
Okay, knock on wood. Were you really acting, like capital A acting, or were you just phoning it in?
Sometimes I tried to like hit the line, right?
Okay. Mm. Yeah. I feel like I would panic.
It was fun.
Okay. Cynthia Bailey is here. It's an emergency.
To save the day. Magnetta getting a role in this.
Mm.
As the lawyer.
As a, and like not really.
She wasn't giving.
It's giving John Corbett.
Yes. Whereas Drew was giving SJP.
Drew's giving actress, which I think was it Todd who acknowledged that?
Yeah. Well, because she was in Step Up, the original one.
And White Chicks.
Yeah.
Okay. We go to the mental health retreat. Drew,
you need one of those bad.
Okay. Ralph is hugging everyone other than his wife. Mm. Mm, tough stuff. And then,
did you ever read Chicken Soup for the Soul? And they always had the chapter called Tough Stuff, and it was yes. about tough stuff. That was my favorite chapter.
Oh my god, we should break that out one night.
You know, yeah. I did get one Chicken Soup for the Soul from my mom. Like, I really didn't carry with me.
Which soul was it for?
Oh, yeah. Was it like there were like
the teenage soul? Teens, yeah. The farmer's soul.
The teens one, and we read that. There were some like. I might have gotten a teen soul.
There were many teen versions. It was always like Tough Stuff was always like a kid who died in a car accident because there was a drunk driver.
Yeah. It was R rated.
Yeah.
Like Red Wine. That was not R rated enough. I will say it again.
I know. Okay. So, Sonia. And like pregnancy reveal after pregnancy reveal with the family, with the friends, and like none of them go well.
And Drew was like, can't you just do this like on Instagram, like a normal person or whatever she said?
No, she said like everything has to be a social media stunt.
Yeah.
But like her sending the photo to the group chat did not involve social media.
I guess like a group chat is a form of social media. Is it? If you think of it, like you can like so. Things, you can heart things these days.
Is this where it was, we're pregnant, but it was backwards?
Well, that was with the family.
Yeah.
And then everyone was confused. And then like the we're pregnant was, we did the group photo and then like she opens her jacket and shows we're pregnant and then sends a photo to everyone and is like, everyone look at the photo. Tell me if you liked it. And it was actually like a beautiful study in, what's the word? Like self fixation, like
narcissism.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's looking at only how they look.
That is so typical. And if you've ever tried to take a photo.
Oh my God. You know me. I'm yeah. like, look at him.
That's why, like, when we've been taking photos for like to promote this podcast, I'm like, I'll just let Dan pick and then make his little edits.
Oh my God.
Oh, will you Photoshop me?
He does like that filter that he loves.
No, I don't do a filter. Paris? I do Paris burning.
Instagram filter. He does like a concoction of filters.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, it's just the truth.
That's okay.
I know. You're Gen Z. You don't use filters.
Oh, it's, I just no, raw real. Dog.
Yeah. Okay. We're wrapping it up with like Drew in therapy, and it's kind of like this is it. Like, this is the end.
Yeah, the right? show's over. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Fine. Say hello to Roni 2.0.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Best
Jane, show on television.
Star of... the show, Jamie Missy in the house.
Oh my God. I should have gotten the exact time marks too, so I could have cued everybody in.
Yeah. Foolish.
So tell us the story that led up to you being in Jessel's home.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. So as a celebrity, no, I'm kidding. I was invited to the event by Mickey Boardman, globally recognized fashion personality and friend because we worked together at Paper Magazine, and he was co-hosting it.
Also known as Mr. Mickey to the layman's.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mr. Mickey. Ask Mr. Mickey on Instagram. So he invited me because he was co-hosting it. He had known Jessel from her time at Michael Kors. So they already knew each other.
So she was in fashion. People are claiming that she wasn't in the fashion business.
No, she definitely was working at Michael Kors for many years.
And you were intimately involved in this charity as well.
Exactly. So even though I was invited by Mickey, I am actually associated with the charity as well. Which
for years.
For years, for probably like 14 years now. Cheetah, all of the donations were going towards that charity for the night.
Yeah.
So
not to brag, but there is a mural of Jamie at a school in India.
There is a mural of me, Mr. Mickey, and our other cohort, Laura Wills from Screaming Mimi's, because we've been working with this charity for many, many years. So this was exciting news.
And you were there as COVID was breaking, and we were like, Jamie,
come home.
Yes. So I go, after 10 years of working with this charity, building, because the charity builds schools, hospitals, women's centers in India, I finally got to see the locations that we had been working so hard for. And then during my time, they were shutting down the borders, right, in March 2020. Anyway, so... So I've been a part of this charity, and it's and Michael Daube, who you see in the back, as well as the founder, and he's amazing too. So I was invited by Mickey. He was, I think, he connected the dots between Cheetah and Jessel all together, because Jessel was representing this designer whose proceeds were going to the charity. So I was very excited, slightly nervous. Going into it, I was really most excited to see Jenna Lyons, because this was before I knew who the entire cast was, really, too.
Well, okay, so that brings me to a question. When you were there, in this event, you only knew Jenna Lyons.
Yes.
Who was not at the event.
Exactly. So I go in blindly, and I just start talking to people. Now I realize I was talking to Uba for most of the time.
All right. So you did not know Uba was a housewife.
I did know Jessel.
You knew Jessel was a housewife.
And I spoke with her too.
And now there's three other housewives. Did you, of Bryn, Sai, and Erin, which of those did you come to realize were housewives then?
Well, so I realized those were the core cast once the cameras were zoning in on them. And you see at the end, they're all kind of clustered together on this couch.
So you realize that with Uba. After speaking to her, then you realize she's a housewife.
Yeah, and I felt like a fucking moron because I was talking to Uba like she was an every girl. Like I was just like, oh, how was your day? What's going on? She was telling me she came from a modeling shoot. Like we were just...
But she was nice, though.
She was so nice, but I was like, you probably shouldn't be talking to me right now. I wasn't famous then. I'm obviously famous.
Well, now you're famous. Yeah, now I'm famous.
But at the time, I was like an idiot. I'm glad I didn't say anything so stupid. But then I realized later when I moved around that all of them were congregating together and they were the
I mean,
ones.
It felt very clear in terms of the conversation. Like, they were on top of each other in secluded areas.
Yeah.
And... the friends of, like yourself, were in the background.
We were in the back. But the key thing I tried to do is I rode up on the elevator with one of the cameramen. So I started talking to the cameraman and saying, like, how heavy is that camera? Blah, blah, blah. Thinking, like, I'm going to make friends. And he was like, it's really heavy. Like, shut the fuck up. But I was like, I'm going to make friends with him in the hopes that he will zoom by me. And there you go. Yeah.
And you were on. It all worked out. So how many, like, camera people and producers would you say there were? Like, how big was the crew that was there?
I would say there were probably... five cameras and then an additional like five or seven people, because there were some people out in the hallway too.
That was probably like Video Village or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. And those you were signing like the NDAs with too. I had been, so Jessel's apartment is gorgeous and I'm not going to dox her, but we live near each other.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about all the homes last week in a Patreon bonus episode.
Yeah.
And now we have the honor of having someone in one of the homes. Yes. So please tell us like the deets.
It's, I don't want to give away where the location, no, but I can say Chelsea.
Yeah,
right?
Chelsea, yeah.
So
of course, Chelsea,
she lives in Chelsea close to me. And
her babies have a beautiful view of the bus stop. As
right.
We all
oh,
know.
And the babies were out. And well, you saw in the show, they came running out, but they were out there for a majority.
Cause they were playing with Bryn.
Yeah. They were out there for a majority of the party. And her husband was out there for a lot of the party, just like tending to them.
With a carrot and his champagne.
Yeah.
What does he look like in person? Cause I'm attracted to him.
He's hot. I think he's hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think so. But now I'm like sad cause she treats him there. She's so mean to him, but
I think they've gotten better because she was on Watch Weapons Live and he was behind the bar and it felt better.
I've been really bad about watching the New York Watch What Happens Lives.
Because it's Sunday night.
Because it's on after Crappy Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great. Not great scheduling. But no. Anyway.
But the apartment is gorgeous. And so I didn't get really nosy in this apartment, but I have a friend of a friend who lives in the same apartment, in the same kind of
line.
Exact line. Same one. The ceilings are super high. Yeah. I think it's 3 bedrooms overall.
How many bathrooms?
2.
So when people at the party had to go, they just went to a powder room?
I didn't go to the bathroom because I was too nervous. Okay. So
Jamie.
I just, you know.
Held?
Held. Drank the champagne and held. I did not try the wine, by the way.
Yeah, so, that was number one question for us.
Yeah,
tonight.
I didn't try the wine. I just had the champagne.
Is it rancid? Is it not rancid?
I want to say it's probably not, but I don't know.
The champagne rancid?
No, it was fine. I got more. But I have no taste. So it would have been it would have been fine.
Was there food?
There was food, but it was kind of set up just on the counter. Then the bags that were on display for sale were in the center area. So I wasn't navigating the food really.
Was there a person carrying around a tray?
There was a person carrying around the tray for drinks.
Drinks. Were they hot?
They were, he was a cute guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. If I remember, he kind of had white hair, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm writing fan fiction, actually. I don't know.
Okay.
I did enjoy Brynn fangirling over Lynn Yeager, New York nightlife legend.
That was kind of amazing, too.
Yeah.
I was surprised that she chose Lynn instead of Mickey, because I would assume that she would have been gushing over Mickey, too. But there were lots of New York famous people in there.
Jamie Missy.
Of course, me, yeah. But I talked to a lot of interesting people that were connected, because the host really brought in a bunch of people, so it was great.
And what did those New York famous people, was there any inkling about how they felt filming for Real Housewives?
I don't want to speak for all of them, but I got the impression that most people were trying to stay away from the cameras. So everybody was much farther back than where the girls
felt
were sitting.
Felt like the case, yeah.
Yeah. So and you could tell that they were really zooming in. So I wonder if they were trying to avoid scanning to the rest of us. Although me towards the end, I pop my head in again, yeah. Please pay attention and watch again.
I mean, it almost felt like you were one of the girls for a moment.
I was one of the, I was dedicated. And it's because I made that connection with the cameraman with the heavy camera.
And next season, could you imagine, since you are Jessel's neighbor, hello, just pop over for a little tea.
Well, they love they love pulling in from the history books. Dorinda's in the background for many years in Roni. Here we are with Dorinda, main cast. Jamie's in the background.
It could be me.
Here we are with Jamie.
You're the new Dorinda. Stay away from the martinis.
It's the truth. But the thing I kept thinking about too, in watching the Roni cast then go on, for instance, with Aaron doing all these podcasts, I don't know if I could handle that scrutiny of every single thing.
Well, look what you're doing right now.
Yeah, this is your training ground.
Oh, perfect. Well, then I'm doing a great job, right? But in terms of example, Jessel being mean to her husband, what if I did something stupid like that? Not that I have a husband, whatever. I'm not going to be mean necessarily. We're not quizzing me. I was just in the background. Yeah. But can you imagine doing that, right?
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. Dan's like,
I could.
Alex would be great, actually.
I could,
too.
But I don't want to. I don't.
Oh my God, the first two gay housewives.
That's really what I want.
Sorry, gay man housewives.
Okay.
But I would definitely go to another event and try and scheme my way.
I mean, you're a friend of at this point.
Yeah. But I wish, I'm so bummed I didn't try the wine now, because that was...
That would have been important research for us.
Maybe they'll get cameras up at a different time of the year, and Jessel will be at the sidewalk sale, which you work every year, which also benefits the same charity.
Except that just happened, and we'll probably pick up cameras.
Yeah, but they've done it in the winter.
Yeah, we have done it in the winter. Oh. No one really shows up, but...
I showed up.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
I always show up and buy.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. The real ones know.
I've never shown up. Yikes.
Okay. I even think this year I was like, do you want to go? And you were like, no.
You have to come next. The sidewalk sale was fun.
No, wasn't this year the day of Las Culch?
Yeah. So it's do you want to come to the city and go
before?
The past
2 years. I can't do two things in a day.
But you would hit all the, Lynn Yeager's there, Michael Musto's there, all of the New York famous.
I know. I
could
have been Brynn, oh my God.
Yeah. I bet Brynn will be there next year.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we gotta bring the beat in and then rewind to beginning of episode, of course, right? So we're actually picking up at Brynn's Giving. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remember, you promised that you're going to do Brensgiving this year.
It's true.
I don't know if I promise or you announce. And I, like,
you promise.
I had to say, I had to do yes and.
Yeah. Our guest from a couple weeks ago, Jess, is already coming. Remember?
She's coming.
Was Jenna crying during Brensgiving? Did we see tears?
I mean, Jenna feels like on the verge of tears.
Yeah.
A lot.
She gets so emotional. I wonder what her sign is. Cancer?
Like you? I get so emotional, baby. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So, I mean, there wasn't really too much more at Brensgiving. I'm focused on Psy Inc.
Yeah.
Psy Inc. LLC.
LLC.
Located in the... Where are we? Are we in the brownstone?
We're like in the brownstone. We're on the third floor in the office with two, count them, two interns.
Are they unpaid interns?
I was reading them as assistants.
They're paid.
Yeah.
They've got health care. They've got benefits.
Are they paid as much as Bethany's interns?
They're paid more than Bethany's interns, more than Rachel.
Oh my God. Well, she's combined. Not seeing a penny. Yeah.
Well, no.
Thanks, Kyle. Yeah. No, she's not seeing a penny.
No, Bethany. Bethany's saying, my interns are paid more than you. And then us learning that Rachel made $350,000 last season. Something tells me Bethany's interns are not making $350,000 Joe Byron dollars.
Joe Byron.
And one of my sources actually like confirms that that number that we heard Rachel is making is probably accurate.
That's
one of my sources.
Oh my God. What is
crazy.
This? So the New York Times? Wait, when did you get that number and where did you get that number?
It came out in like ET or something.
In the rags.
Then Vanderpump was on TMZ and she confirmed it. She said it was 361.
Wait a second. So she signed on the beginning of the season before anything.
Before anything happened. And was making that. That's what's crazy to me.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I know.
Could it be something they paid her post?
They were like, you better cheat.
Right. Honestly, that's what it's... That makes it unbelievable.
It really sounds loony, toony, fresh and fruity.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't it?
It seems impossible because she wasn't a standout character from every season prior. She was...
Like, don't we talk about, like NeNe makes, like, $500,000 or something. Or, like, now she's making $1 million.
She was up near a million, but yeah. It's hard to say. I don't know how these shows go. But also, I will say, Rachel, the end of the previous season, she was a big part of the drama. Remember her leaving the reunion and her dad picking her up?
Yeah.
Was this because she got into a fight with James about their families?
Yeah.
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 But give it to Katie Maloney. She deserves that budget.
She deserves.
But does it? It feels like they're paying Gina Kirschneider $20,000.
Just total.
I don't know.
Flat fee.
I believe, I want to double check with your sources, but...
I believe...
Why is Gina like rubbing two pennies together?
She has six kids.
But then Rachel, who... besides walking out of that one reunion, I'm sorry, but like... There's nothing that says she was going to do a great job in this coming season.
Yeah.
Unless I missed something.
There's a lot to talk about.
Give it to Katie Maloney.
And I'm sure Katie Maloney's getting, I bet you Katie Maloney is getting like...
Five?
Double.
No.
500.
I would say double less. What Raquel's making, Rachel's making.
700.
Because they went back and people have asked her and it was like $25,000 and she'd be like, oh yeah, higher, but not like... that much higher.
Yeah. But also, like, those people have been on the show since...
Yeah, for 10 years.
Tom.
Katie and Tom are the only two main casts.
From season one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard one of the former main cast members was making, like, over $30,000 an episode when they left.
I don't want to derail too far, but I'm really interested to see what Jax Taylor and co are going to be making then, if that's what.
And Kristen
for
and
Vanderpump Valley.
And her hush money.
Yeah, her hush money. That seems like no, I just don't believe it, but we don't have to keep going on that. I feel like that's way too high.
Oh, we got here from Psy's intern.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm like, we're going way too far. Let's go back to Psy LLC and talk about the interns and one being engaged and one being like a little bit out in left field. Do you really think that she's giving them healthcare?
Yeah, but like, okay, is she giving them a healthcare, or like, are they logging onto the portal and getting like ACA, and then like she's paying for the ACA? Like,
I don't know. It just seems, this is my question. I know influencers make a ton of money per post. Like, it's an exorbitant amount of posts that we
I'm not influenced.
Exactly. But you have to be, you have to be like a top influencer to really make the big money per post.
She's not
like, you can't just be the 300,000 followers.
Isn't there like a thing about micro influencers and them being now preferred?
Like
100%, but you still don't
micro.
You still don't make the same amount that somebody who has a million followers make, and it's usually bucketed into three different tiers of micro and mid to macro. So it's confusing that she's. I mean, she must have other deals. Maybe she does bigger partnerships that we're not.
I wonder if they're doing
to.
Like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Empire.
She could also be doing UGC content where she's making things on behalf of the brand that don't land on her channel. That would warrant bigger dollars.
I mean, she was talking about like filming things for brands, but it wasn't clear if like it's her channel, their
channel. Because then I would like did a deep dive on her Instagram in particular, and I was like, there's not that many. I mean, there were definitely brand partnerships on there, but there weren't that many.
She also does like appearances on like the Today Show promoting other brands. Could she get money from those brands to promote
it
on
could
the
be
Today
an endorsement.
Show?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Because like when her and Jenna went on the Today Show, it's like she was old pals with Hoda and other Jenna.
That's right. I mean, as somebody who's like terminally online, I'm surprised I didn't know her before this. That's what makes me.
Honey knew her.
That's true.
Right?
She loves an influencer. She loves a, an influencer for sure. She does.
And you like an elephant.
I do like an elephant.
So
I was just
like
saying how I like.
No. What are you talking about?
No, like I'll like fall into a trap.
She'll like follow elephants.
No, I'll like fall into a trap of watching like a baby elephant or something. I'm not looking to get influenced.
You know, like when an elephant at a zoo gets famous.
Yeah, like an internet famous animal. I'm like more interested in.
Yikes!
I'm going off as like mentally unwell, but for the record, that just shows up on my page. It has nothing to do with anything other than something I want to see. But
you're gonna end up on Bethany to clear your name.
I wanted a cut of the commercial. There were 400 commercial breaks on that. I was just clicking so hard. 15, 15, 15. Anyway,
but that was the other thing people were mad about, like Raquel. Rachel not getting like a cut of the commercials or something.
Maybe she did. Do we know?
Kyle,
we don't
know. Kyle Cook entered the chat.
Yeah, Kyle. Oh.
Father. Our father who art in heaven.
My father's dead, so don't loom me in there.
Oh, Lord. I'll never miss an opportunity.
No. Oh, God. But so Psy LLC, we're not sure about how that's staying afloat, but we believe. We believe.
Okay. So at first I was worried because like the Jessel Aaron Tribeca chat obviously was premiered last week via clip, and we were all like loving, living, learning. And I was worried, like, is that all there is?
And
but there was actually more to the story, I felt.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're cutting it so Jessel comes off as like
queen?
Queen.
Okay, yes, I understand.
Well, no, but so I think so you're coming at it from a normal person's perspective, but if you're someone like us who lives and breathes these shows, unfortunately, I don't know how this became my life. Jessel is the exact type of person you want on the show.
Yeah.
She's completely entertaining. I'm just saying if I were her and I was being cut this way, I would be like, oh my God.
I don't even know if she knows up from down.
Yeah. I think after watching Watch What Happens Live, she like kind of knows, and I think she's ready to lean in too.
Right. I guess you just have to be in on the joke of you being the joke.
Oh yeah. I should have watched that.
Well, I mean, it was with Michael Rapaport, so it's
makes
like...
Makes you feel sick.
Makes you feel
real
sick.
Oh, we're
sick.
Not for him? Because he shows up all the time on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
We haven't been for him ever. I mean, like, he was outwardly racist towards many of the housewives for years.
Yeah. But also, like, slimy.
But Andy's like, please sit in the chair.
Well, they've got this whole thing about, like...
A straight man likes Bravo.
Real men like Bravo.
Okay.
So we must celebrate. It's like, let the queers and the women enjoy their fun.
Yeah. So I'll take like John Hamm.
Has he been in the chair?
Yes. Oh. But he also was on the Today Show talking about how much he watches Housewives.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, we like him and
We love him in his sweatpants or whatever. Yeah, and his rated R sweatpants. I am a hog. He should be on Red, White, and Royal Blue.
He's going to be in the sequel.
There's no sequel. Tune into the Patreon to find out what we think. But I have to say, so that conversation with them talking about Tribeca, what did you think?
I mean, I'm not running the Tribeca.
No.
We will be running there Saturday.
Running up that hill?
Yeah.
On Saturday?
Yeah, where we're going is a little bit Tribeca-y.
Who?
Isn't that this Saturday?
Where are you going?
Wait, whom's?
Candy?
That's Monday.
Oh, that's Monday. Okay, then we'll be running there Monday.
I was like, wait, I'm not invited to this Saturday.
No, that makes me feel better.
City wineries and Tribeca?
It's like in Soho / Tribeca. I don't know. Oh, once you get Tribeca, down there.
It is Tribeca adjacent. It's right above where the movie theater is.
I actually had no idea. And maybe in my brain, I thought it was like on a pier or something.
There's a City Vineyards on a pier.
Yeah.
That's where actually Leah Mobb first met Sonya Morgan.
Yes.
Once we get down into that area of Manhattan, I don't really know what I'm doing. I've lived here for how many years? And I when I'm down there, I'm like,
I mean, I pulled you here and now you're stuck here.
Oh,
right,
Brooklyn?
You're not moving to Tribeca, even though it's the most expensive zip code.
It's up and coming.
Yeah. It's up and wait. Okay. I landed with Aaron, but yes. It's the most expensive zip code. I used to run there just because I had to visit somebody there, but
run
there every Sunday. I used to visit somebody, but the question is, did I realize?
Oh,
it
I think
was
I know who
coming?
You visited.
Did,
yeah.
Did I realize that it was the most expensive zip code? No, because it's dead. Because no one's out and about doing anything outside of work hours. Because
all the famous people are being carted into their houses in like those
suitcase,
bins.
Yeah. Like a Taylor Swift cart.
Taylor's in a suitcase.
I know.
Okay, so we went from there to, are you working? And that is even like, I think even more explosive.
It's Gunvalsonian.
It's Gunvalsonian. Do you work?
Oh. Is that I'm working?
I'm working. Yes. Jamie. Jamie. I love when Jamie like knows a housewife's thing from the group chat.
I know. I'm working.
And that's very Jimbo coded. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I thought of immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think they'll patch things up and be best friends? Because it seems like Aaron hates her.
So I feel like nothing that has happened is like scorched earth.
Yeah, it's not too far gone.
Yeah. So
that's why we're liking this season, because it's like easy breezy housewives.
We can bounce in and out of relationships. But when Jessel walks out of coffee without saying goodbye, and then Aaron says... She's so fucking weird. She's a lunatic. Actually, like, I've never seen myself more in someone.
Is that what you think about me every time I walk out of this house?
Yeah, like, she's so fucking weird. She's a lunatic.
That's iconic. You're right.
It's like the exact words that were coming out of her mouth. I've left this mouth so many times.
Oh my God, you're mouth to mouth with Aaron.
Oh my God. I mean, should we like dip into the Aaron Litchi Martini World Tour?
Yes.
On Not Skinny, Not Fat.
She was on Not Skinny, Not Fat. She also
Wait, is that the name of it?
Yeah.
It like sounds crazy coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
She was also, I think, on Juicy Scoop.
Mm.
So yeah, Aaron Litchi Martini. Zendaya is Litchi. She went on Not Skinny, Not Fat, and they asked about, or I guess the one person, it's one person.
Yeah.
It's one Not Skinny, Not Fat. Yeah.
Not one or the other.
Okay. So they asked about the Trump donations that have been making the rounds, and Zendaya's Litchi, like, totally fudged the, like, she implied that early on in the Trump situation.
Early adopter,
and then she later realized that he wasn't for her. He didn't align with her beliefs. But as a reminder, the donations that she made to the Trump campaign came, some of them came after he had lost the election to Joe Biden.
The re-election.
Yes.
Not the initial.
Not 2016.
I mean, but you know what's so funny? It's like, I wonder like, oh, what is like, what was your strategy going into this? And like, what's the plan? And actually like reading the responses to this, some people are just like, oh, okay, yeah, like that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
there's so little
thought,
like brain cells.
Yeah, she also like added to the end of it. She was like, people thinking I'm anti-abortion really fucked me up because like Planned Parenthood saved my life, and then I also love the LGBTQ community.
But the way that she kind of like stumbled on LGBT, I love.
Here's the thing. We said this during our episode with Evan. It's like, if you're watching Housewives, you're going to be watching half Trump supporters at all time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it is, at this point, it is what it is. I don't support her in her politics at all.
Yeah.
But it's fun to watch her stumble through the explanation and make shit up. And people believe it.
Well, they worked really fast on that PR spin, specifically picking those podcasts in particular. So they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenna Lyons sadly cannot attend the functions because...
she's hanging out with your friends from P-Town.
My P-Town friend.
But I was pretty sure this all took place in January, right?
No.
I went to this event in my mind in January.
Well, you also thought that we went to the Sonia Morgan event earlier this year, and it was 2 years ago.
I'm going to check because I'm pretty sure it's not. It might have been December, actually. But in my mind, I was like, I don't think it's December.
December slipped away like a bottle of wine.
Yeah. It's,
it was never yours.
Where's
mine? So I thought we're not seeing a girlfriend, we're not seeing a son.
I didn't think we were going to see the kid.
And then, like, as I'm seeing him, I'm like, is this a helper?
But Santa's posted, little helper?
She posts about him a lot.
And then I come to learn that's a son.
Yeah, Beckett?
Beckett, yeah.
Mm.
What an iconic Bennett,
like
name.
Beckett?
No.
Yeah.
That's a cool
I saw that in
name.
Theaters, by the way.
I definitely did, too. And then out of theaters, I'm going to pass it again. On. What? That's a rewatch. That's in
Dan
the
doesn't like
Gilmore Cinematic Universe, too.
Have you even ever seen him outside?
We went to the baseball game, though.
No, that's outside.
With Meredith Marks.
We're trimming the tree. We're personal chefing.
I don't know. Who are the other people there? Your friend, the child, and then there's a third, right?
Yeah.
We don't know her, but that's okay. Well, maybe she'll come back later.
I think she just like always has like a friend around.
Well, there's another scene where it's like, friend... am I selling or am I keeping?
The Heather, was her name Heather?
Oh, yeah.
With the curly hair?
Yeah,
curly
did somebody hair. Call for a stripper, right? Wasn't that her intro line?
Yeah. I looked her up. She actually lives in like Arkansas or Kentucky or something.
She seemed fun too.
Yeah.
I want to go back. Anytime we're in Jenna's apartment, I'm excited. I want to go into the closet. Oh, yeah. I want to see everything.
The girly pop who was in the closet with Jenna actually feels like she should have been at the Jessel party. Like she would fit in with that crowd.
You know what's weird though? We went down into the room where she was housing all of her stuff. And there wasn't that much stuff in there. I was expecting it to be like a Kim Kardashian level space with clothing back to back to back. So I wish we had seen more of that too. I need like a whole episode just of that. I'm still waiting to figure out.
Jenna's like closet.
Yeah, Jenna's extra closet.
Her storage room off of her closet.
But it was one rack and a bunch of shoes. I was like, can we get everything else that you have?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Aren't you supposed to have like an air conditioned archive?
Like Beyonce?
Like Beyonce or like Taylor, I'm sure.
Yep.
All the girls have that.
Definitely. Kim Kardashian does. You stay on the show.
While Jenna's rich, I don't think she is Kim, Taylor, Beyonce rich.
She also, like, her thing was like normie fashion.
Normcore.
Do we know where this apartment is?
It's in Soho.
It is. Okay.
Her apartment. Yeah.
Because many years ago.
Which is near Tribeca.
Exactly. Many years ago, I did see her on the street with Beckett and her then girlfriend. And Beckett had a Barbie car, one of the big ones that you could ride in as a child. But it was.
They should make that for adults.
They should. Yeah. Mm.
That's like the only car you drive.
I know. That would be so big.
Brennan, you need to like get behind the wheel.
Do you want to go right now?
No. Nope. No, but we need to get you behind the wheel. I'm worried.
Why?
Like, it's not exactly like riding a bike.
No, I know. I was behind the wheel a few years ago.
No, worry about me. It's been like 12 years.
Well, do you have a license?
Nope.
Well, I have a license in case of the apocalypse.
You're unlicensed.
I'm getting in one of your cars if the apocalypse
comes. No, Jamie, renew.
I need to start from scratch. I needed to get a permit.
Oh, yeah. I did that. Oh, I had to do that.
Oh, you did? Wait, that makes me feel better.
My Boston license expired.
You got a Boston license.
So I moved it. I got it in New York, moved it to Pennsylvania, moved it to Boston, and then I moved to New York and then forgot.
Yeah, I feel like that's unheard of.
And it was expired for too long, and I had to start from scratch. So I went and I took the written test.
Did you study?
Not to be a nerd, but when I ended it in, she's like, you nailed it.
Wow. See, I'm not ready. Like, I downloaded the booklet to start studying, and I was like, no, fuck
And
this.
I did not study a fucking thing.
What is it? Is it, I'm like, good, how I'm many good, sides does a stop sign have?
I'm a good test taker. It was multiple choice. It's just kind of like, pick the right answer. You know what I mean? Like, no. the answer's there.
It's all vibes, yeah.
The gag is, if you just keep your license fresh,
keep it fresh.
You don't have to take the test.
I renewed it on the day after it was expired. One day, and they said no.
But I almost failed the driving portion.
Because you had to parallel park?
No,
because
like the stop sign was like, the stop sign was like 10 miles from the actual intersection. And he's like, no, you have to stop like at the sign and not at the intersection. I was like, well, then how do I see like who's coming? He's like, no, you got to stop like once and then again later.
No, fuck him. He's wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get behind the wheel tonight. Me, yes. No license. You, drivers. You in the passenger seats. License. Let's see what happens.
Drunk.
We're doing getaway.
I'm in a getaway car.
Wow.
Where were we? How did we get here?
We were at Jenna Lyons' apartment.
Did we stop in with anyone else?
No, but I did have. Did you ever track down Jenna Lyons, the Perfectly Jenna show or whatever it's called?
Oh, we did.
Did you watch it?
I watched one episode.
I think
I want to keep going, but I'll send you the link.
Oh, I need to watch it. Is she fun there? Like, she's fun here?
Actually, like, there probably makes more sense than here. Mm.
Can we get, like, Mr. HBO to put it back on Max?
Mr. HBO, please.
That means, yeah, I can't even imagine. But, and I say fun. She's fun here, but she's pretty reserved overall. It's like, she's always...
That's what I mean. Like she's almost, like, about to start crying.
Yeah.
She works, though.
Oh, works.
On the show.
Yeah, I was like, works a full-time job? I mean, yeah.
Does she work?
But did you see, so I know her eyelash company is like the mainstay of what she's focusing on. The other day I saw an Instagram story, she said she would do a tutorial with you. If you bought lashes and then proved it by receipt or whatever, she would do a 10-minute call with you.
You should do it.
That's a lot of 10-minute calls.
I was like, are you crazy? I almost did it, and then I was like, I'm not going to do that, yeah.
Wow.
Because I would get too nervous.
Nervous.
If she had been in that party, I would have been way too nervous.
I mean, you were her biggest devotee.
I know.
Back in the day.
I know.
So why don't we wrap up Roni with the event that Jamie was at.
The event of the season.
The event of the season. Yeah. The social event. I mean, like, we have Lynn, we have Mickey, we have Jamie.
I can't believe I wasn't invited.
Honestly, I guess I wasn't allowed to invite anybody
else. I am friend
else.
Of.
Yeah.
Friend of friend.
I was just given the single invite, and so I had to go alone, too, which is also...
Guest of a guest.
I was a guest.
Isn't that like a...
Guest of a guest cannot invite guests.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I loved the fact that Aaron rolled in, even though...
They're fighting. The girls are fighting. I liked Bryn, like, playing with Jessel's kids. She's a child at heart.
For next week, this, like, massive party, it feels like we're at, like, the Natural History Museum.
I know, and there's, like, that woman shushing them.
The woman shushing. We got brands upon brands, but, like, good. Like, what do you think, like... This is paying for itself?
Who's paying for Psy LLC's healthcare at the end of the day?
Are we getting gifting suite?
Ooh.
Yeah. 10-year. 10-year anniversary, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a quick question, and I know the answer for one of you. Jamie, did you watch Sonia and Luann, Welcome to Crappy Lake?
No.
Brendan, did you watch Sonia and Luann, Welcome to Crappy Lake?
Yes.
You did? You're lying. No.
I was going to yes and.
No, no. I wanted to actually expose. I want everyone to go back to last week.
No.
As Brendan and I are talking about Sonia and Luann, Welcome to Crappy Lake. And I want you to listen. And I want you to think, did Brendan watch this episode of television?
No. Don't turn them against me.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Brendan did not. Brendan was acting.
Pretty good acting job, I will say.
It was a good acting job.
Better than John Corbett and In Just Like That.
Better than John Corbett.
Here's the thing. It's maybe not must-watch television.
It's like nothing television.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a half-hour show, so it's like, when you press play, it's already over by the time you press play.
No. I get that.
The way his brain works.
I feel the same way, because it's like, it ends up being like, what, 22 minutes?
It's 20 minutes, not including the the previews. It's 20 minutes is practically a commercial.
So what's going on with with our girls? I want a yes and through this.
But I also want a yes and because I thought Andy was not involved in this, and I feel like he's anti this show.
Andy?
Yeah.
He would not be anti anything.
I feel like he wasn't excited about the show because he wasn't consulted about it before.
No.
No? Okay.
On the radio, he said good things about it.
He's so
funny.
Yeah. He is. He's like, this is laughing.
But he's not producing it. It's not, but it's still, he's still making money off of it. So it's cool.
I'm sure money's flowing this way.
Okay.
Or that
way. Anyway, go back to yes.
So, okay. So we're going to do improv right now.
No. Okay.
I'm going to do improv.
So the only thing is, like, Brendan, actually, this episode of all episodes, Christmas in July.
Oh,
your favorite holiday.
I will say my iconic Christmas in July 2019 birthday party.
Where the lights went out in Georgia.
The lights went out in Manhattan. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Next week is the
we'll wrap it up like Prince Henry and Alex. They
I
famously wore condoms, and that was like the gag of the movie.
That's the gag.
That is the gag. Why don't we watch the entire movie right now after this?
Next week is the season/series finale of Welcome to Crappy Lake.
And I'll be watching.
Paula Abdul popped in at the end of this episode.
And she was also at the Eras tour with like James Kennedy.
With the Pumpkins.
Yeah, with the Pumpkins.
The Pumpkins. Wow. Wow. We have a freak of the week and a one true queen.
Okay, so.
Is that the new song?
That's the new song. Okay, so, Dan, you take the freak. It's Miss Radziwill.
It's Miss Radziwill.
It's Princess Radziwill. Oh, she should be in Red, White, and Royal Blue.
Honestly, remake the whole sequel. Thing. I just want to. Yeah, it's the best movie. If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
Okay. So, obviously, Bethany's been in the news for weeks and weeks and weeks.
She can't get out of the news.
And Carol decided to bust out of her little cave and join the conversation.
She's renovating that cave, by the way.
She's renovating that cave. And we're talking to Juicy Scoop? Is that who we're talking to?
She talked to Juicy Scoop, yes.
Yeah. And now she's talking to Page Six, and she had commented on like something about Bethany, like being a big businesswoman, and misspelled the word
shrewd.
And then people were making fun of her about that. And then a rep to Page Six said, well, this is the caption on Page Six. Carol Radziwill is owning up to the typo in her viral diss of Bethany Frankel, but points out to Page Six exclusively via her rep that, quote unquote, spelling is not a sign of intelligence.
Agreed.
So she wrote shrewd as S-H-R-E-W-E-D.
Like screwed, but shrewd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brendan?
I actually stand with Carol. I've always been Team Carol. Go back to 2018. I think I was team friendship back then, but I was always leaning towards Carol because I would want to be her friend.
Team misspelling.
Team misspelling. Hello.
Okay.
We all do it all the time.
We all do it all the time. Actually, I would say of the group chat, I'm probably like the worst misspeller.
Really? I think I'm the worst.
No, I am. No, I'm the typo king of
So we've got a one true king too.
We got one true king. Wow. Carol, use your words, writer girl. And
I still support you, even if Dan doesn't.
Even if Dan doesn't. No, I support.
Okay. The one true queen is also you.
Oh, the one true queen. The one true queen junior is obviously Jamie Missy. But the one
true
the one true queen senior is the real / TikTok / I don't even know it anymore. that Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag
Pratt
released saying the following.
Breaking news. There's been some miscommunication out there on the internet that Heidi and I were involved in the reality TV strike. We're just unemployed.
Yeah.
We will go on any show, any network. You can treat us however you would like.
I'll work for champagne.
You can get us drunk, put us in hot rooms with no air conditioning. We've been in lots of them. How else can they treat us? However they want.
Yeah,
really.
So I mean, that's just kind of the territory.
So to all networks out there, we're available right now. We have nothing to do with any of these striking reality television characters. And we're, again, alcohol, get us drunk, put us in the terrible positions, however you want, for how long. I mean, anything you think of. We've done it. We're there. So just wanted this to get out there. We're available for all that, you know. Anything people are complaining about, we love it. Bring it on. Thank you.
They got me giggling. They got me laughing. I think Spencer is a star.
Sure.
I think Heidi
looks beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Looks beautiful.
That being said, if there is a reality star union, we support.
Oh, yeah. But like there is none right now.
Sure. But SAG is trying to like bring them
in. Okay. Yeah. Bring them in. And I don't listen. They're being put through the meat grinder. I want to support.
I will say, I do think this gave me an idea where Heidi and Spencer could be useful.
Oh.
I think we could potentially do. So
wait, hold on, guys. Sit down, number one. Number two, buckle. Number three, Brendan, tell us.
Okay, so historically, Celebrity Big Brother has only aired during Winter Olympics. And I don't think this is a Winter Olympics year.
But this is a strike year.
But with the strike, you know that CBS is going to try something. So I do think that they potentially are going to do a Celebrity Big Brother this winter. Like starting in, they'd have to turn around the house quick because regular Big Brother's not over until November.
October, I think.
Yeah, sure. So I do think that potentially they'll do Celebrity Big Brother, and I do think they could do pairs with Heidi and Spencer being one of the pairs who enters the house.
Pairs.
Yes.
That would be so iconic.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm signing on.
You can get like Aviva and Reed Drescher.
Oh my God. No, actually that would be so bad if the strike is still going on to get a Drescher in the house.
True.
That is so bad. That's so bad. I mean, Fran would be like, Reed, no.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Alex and Simon.
Oh my God, please. On my freaking knees. Stop hurting us.
Oh my God.
Wow. What a week.
What a show.
What a show.
Mess.
Jamie.
What a gorgeous show.
Jamie, thank you so much.
Anytime.
We know you don't like being in front of the mic, but...
You know...
Sometimes...
No, now that she's a celebrity, she
loves it. Sometimes, like, the moment calls for a voice.
It's true.
And that voice is yours.
The voice within.
I was there.
You were there.
You remember it
all too well. Thank you. That's where I was going.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, Jamie hates this show, but loves.
Why do you keep on saying that?
I was just going to say, subscribe to the Patreon. I was going to plug it again.
It feels like you're exposing a lot this episode.
No, she hates this show, loves Patreon pre-show.
Between doing this and me not watching Crappy Lake, you're like, what is this, Watergate?
No, I mean, I do love the show, but I love the Patreon. Mm. And I really need you to subscribe, especially to hear my POV on the R-rated Red, White, and Royal Blue.
Jamie wants to see Hull and Pole.
We don't want to give it away, but yes.
Yeah, so like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, Queen.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.